Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
17 to 11 and at Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlson, good morning.
Good morning, Kai. Got the matchsticks keeping the eyes open this morning after watching the cricket. And as a Leeds United soccer fan, I much prefer Ellen Road to Headingley, just let me tell you there. And just from the top, Cos, nominations for Dubbo this Friday are still open. They close at 11 a.m. And a reminder to all participants that registrations must be renewed this week. If they're not renewed by Saturday, you won't be permitted to nominate, race or handle a greyhound at the track. All you've got to do is go to thedogs.com.au and click on the link, Cos.
Right, now it is a humongous week this week in greyhound racing.
Yes, as Darryl Eastlake would have said, huge, I tell you, Cos. On Saturday night, the first of the 14 regional TAB Million Dollar Chase Series blasts off in Gunnedah in the state's northwest, with Australian country music legend Travis Collins playing live after the last race. Travis and later on Adam Harvey are going to be travelling around to the various regional venues. Now, everybody's favourite dog, Feral Frankie, trialled at Gunnedah on Saturday morning and smashed Murnyong Masters' track record, which was 30-19. The Feral flew around the circuit in 29-82, more than five lengths faster than the previous mark, and trainer Jack Smith then declared Feral Frankie as a definite starter this Saturday. Charlie Casey for Peter Carr also trialled the house down in 29-99, while kennelmate Jimmy Casey equaled the former record of 30-19. And the Gunnedah heats will be drawn on Wednesday morning. This Thursday night, the Dapto Maiden Final will be run, $10,000 to the winner, while on Friday night, it's the Group 2 Blacktop Decider at the Gardens in Newcastle. Aston Duke for Jason McKay set the time standard in the heats with a scorching 29-37 at his first run in 9 weeks, downing smart youngster Bit Flash by half a length. Now, in the other heats, Black Forge for Darren Sultana beat 2018 Million Dollar Chase champ Mystic Riot by two lengths in 29-61. Good Odds Buddy for Frank Hurst flew home to down Double Back by half a length in 29-50, while Sheba's Dream for Michelle Shambler was the other heat winner in 29-64, half a length ahead of I Rock. Now, the box draw for the $40,000 to the winner final this Friday night: Aston Duke in 1, Good Odds Buddy 2, I Rock 3, Mystic Riot 4, Bit Flash 5, Double Back 6, Sheba's Dream 7, Black Forge in 8. The reserves Jamila Jett and Nangar Cash. With the TAB fixed odds, Aston Duke the favourite from the red 250, Black Forge from the pink 350, and Good Odds Buddy at $6, Cos. So a massive week to come in our state.
All right, now Chasers did us proud at the National Championships in Perth.
Yeah, they did, Cos. The New South Wales reps were terrific. Good Odds Harada was second to Western Australia's premium share in the national sprint final. And Veloce Nero, she finished third, the little girl, in the national distance final behind Reedy's runner, also for Western Australia. So the Sand Gropers were cheering. And the man who called the races, Peter O'Neill from Perth, is our guest. Pete, good morning. It was a case of home ground heroes, Reedy's runner close up, and ready to pounce in the distance decider in third place with a lap to go, and the red-hot favourite Tornado Tears having no luck.
Good morning to you, Dave, and everyone. Yeah, what a wonderful night it was for WA Greyhound Racing. And we start off with Reedy's runner, as you mentioned. It was outstanding for Christine Bennett. She's a trainer that comes from a little town called Crossman, about an hour and a half southeast of Perth. There's probably only 10 people that live in the town of Crossman, and she's had her biggest moment in the sport, taking out her first Group 1, and she beats Australia's best stayer, Tornado Tears. He went for an inside run down the back straight. He was close enough to the leaders, and Veloce Nero wouldn't come off the fence. Tornado Tears wanted the inside running, and Veloce Nero squeezed him a little bit. He lost probably a couple of lengths, but it was a brilliant win by Reedy's runner, won by four lengths from Tornado Tears, who, strangely enough, went around dogs in the home straight, wouldn't go around them down the back, which has cost him a Group 1 final again.
Yeah, Robbie Britton was concerned about that. But Pete, Reedy's runner is very strong and obviously knows the track so well. And when Reedy's runner was so close at the post on the first occasion, I thought, hello, hello.
It certainly was. He's won now 10 of 18 over this distance. He has been in outstanding form. He finished an unlucky third in the Group 1 Galaxy behind Rockstar Patriot earlier in the year, and it was his night. Veloce Nero, Brunelli Jacob led early, and then Veloce Nero and Reedy's runner were able to sit on the Tasmanian. But yeah, the fact that he is so strong, he was always going to play a part in the finish. I thought Tornado Tears was close enough to be able to win going down the back, but as I mentioned, wanted that inside run, and Veloce Nero checked him a little bit because he couldn't get through, and that gave it to the WA, which was the start of what was a big night for West Australian Greyhound Racing, with Premium Share taking out the National Sprint Championship. Chris Holth on the Friday night was named the Australian Greyhound Trainer of the Year. He won $1.4 million in stake money with his greyhounds last year. He had 67 starters, 223 winners, numerous Group 1 racing, including winning the Group 1 National Sprint with Weston Augie last year at Sandown. And then he goes back-to-back with another WA-bred chaser in Premium Share, who was able to run down Good Odds Harada, who looked very in a really good position on the home corner when he swung for home a couple of lengths in front.
Yeah, he just got up the track a little bit, Good Odds Harada. Obviously, I backed Good Odds, and over the back, I was counting my cash, which you never should do, Pete, but I thought Good Odds would be home for Frankie Hurst. But Premium Share, too good. Chris, fantastic trainer. Premium Share, of course, owned by his partner, Linda Britton, who is just a champion trainer in her own right. Now, with Premium Share winning the National Sprint, any chance you think that Chris might bring the Greyhound to the East Coast for the million-dollar chase?
I think definitely. He's got early speed as well, Premium Share. He's now won 13 of just 23 career starts. He's just over 2 years of age, and definitely Chris is planning on coming across for the million-dollar chase and then on to the riches of the Melbourne Cup as well. It's a good story behind this dog as well, because 2 years ago, Chris's father, Reg, and his mum were travelling over in Queensland, and he died suddenly, Chris's father, and the stress and trauma of it all when they came back to Perth, and just after the funeral, Premium Share was born, and Chris's mum would come out to the kennels and help raise this litter, and it helped Chris and his mum through a really difficult time, and now 2 years on, they win the National Sprint Final.
Yeah, it was a wonderful night for Western Australia at Cannington. We won't talk anything about the mighty Hawthorne Hawks, will we, Pete O'Neill?
No, not at all. Luckily, I couldn't see the game. What a disgraceful effort by the West Coast Eagles.
Yeah, and Mark Guest and all the Collingwood fans, they're very, very happy because the Hawks beating West Coast meant that the Pies are in the top four. So
we
anyway,
weren't talking about football, were we?
No, no, we're not. We're not. But Pete, congratulations on your tremendous calls at Cannington on Saturday night. Western Australia with a clean sweep of the Nationals. And thanks so much for joining us on Going Greyhounds this morning.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good day.
Thank you, Pete. Just before we get on to another subject, Sean, big night for New South Wales Greyhounds as well on Friday night in Perth at the Greyhound Club's Australia Awards, the National Awards. Chica Desticata was named the Brood Bitch of the Year, and Zipping Bailey, the Run of the Year in the Golden Easter Egg. Inducted into the Hall of Fame were the 60s and 70s Greyhound Keen Jet, and in more recent times, the mighty Xylia Allen, with Orson Allen named the Greyhound of the Year and Fernando Bale the Sire of the Year. So they had a big time in Perth across the weekend.
Now, the historic finish on Lure meeting yesterday at Richmond, how did that go?
Look, it was a huge success, Cos. 11 races. Congratulations to Greyhound Racing New South Wales, the Richmond Club, and everyone involved. The participants were happy. The finish on Lure races were run and won. Frank Hurst, he topped a big weekend with Good Odds Megan winning by almost 10 lengths. So it was a tremendous meeting. There'll be more to come, and we'll give you more details when they are announced. Wentworth Park on Saturday night, Mark Gatt got the honours. He trained a double Gatty with the evergreen Reader's Boy taking out the first race, and Tennessee Tiger setting the time standard, Cos, with 29.77.
Right, Dave, we got a winner of three for today for us?
Well, let's hope so. There's two New South Wales meetings today, Sean. Bathurst is the first off the rank from 3.03 this afternoon. The best bet comes up in the last race, race 11, number 3, Kipling. Race 11, number 3. The value bet is in race 9, number 8, Tor Raiden. 9.8. And Grafton races tonight from 6.02. The best bet there is in the first. Race 1, number 5, San Dave Rebel, 1.5. The value bet is race 8, number 6, Zipping Giselle, 8.6. And that wraps us up for another day, Cos.
Good on you, Dave. Have a top day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, look forward to it.
Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlton. Now it's 7 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.